You're listening to the Hacker for Hire Murder Investigation, sponsored by NationalCybersecurityUniversity.com. Get your certification in IT or cybersecurity for under $800, or become a certified white hat hacker for only $500 by using the coupon code McCabe. Now back to the Hacker for Hire Murder Investigation of Henry McCabe.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Hacker for Hire Murders. This is episode 3, titled, It All Cannot Be a Coincidence. We're going to dive right into this. I want you to listen very carefully. I will be speaking with Timothy, what's Timothy's last name? Barbour, which is Henry's older brother. So I will be talking to him about questions that have come up with Kareem, Papoose, which is also named William Kennedy, the person who dropped him off. We're going to talk about these maps and gas stations. We're leading somewhere. So I hope you are following the series and you like it. Please go to hackerforhiremurders.com to get copies of all the maps and documentations that we're talking about, as well as you can go to Instagram, Hacker for Hire Murders, as well, to see everything. All right. You can listen to us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcast. We are also on Alexa. So you can go to Alexa Skills and say play or open Hacker for Hire Murders. Look for us on there. All right. We appreciate your support. Now let's go ahead and dive into this.
Call from.
Yes, can I help you?
Yes, hi. This is Timothy. Could I ask you to grab it?
Hey, what's going on, Timothy?
Not much. Just cool back here, so.
Yeah. Quick question for you, Timothy, because I'm coming to town. All of us are coming to town. Me, Dawn, everyone's coming to town. Quick question. And we're coming this week. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
You said you spoke to Papoose, correct? Yourself?
Yeah.
On the phone or face-to-face?
I spoke to Papoose on the phone first, then I later on spoke to him face-to-face and, at the police station.
How did you... And he told you that Henry was not drunk?
He told me, yes. That's what he said.
Okay, because you know he told the police he was drunk, right?
Exactly. So this is why, you know what happened, like what I told you, I asked him, I think, three or four questions I asked him. Did Henry and I ask you to drop you at a gas station? He said, yeah, because he said Henry insisted that he dropped you at a gas station. Then I asked him, did he tell you that, you know, he was going to meet someone at the gas station? He said, no. Did he tell you someone was picking up and had a gas station? He said, no. Then I'm like, but then why did you drop me on the gas station? And then he's like, Henry insisted that, you know, he dropped me on the gas station. You know, that's what he said. But then I'm like, then I asked him, was Henry ever drunk? I mean, you know, intoxicated, you know, was he drunk? You know, and he said Henry drank, but, you know, he had control. He was not drunk. Yeah, because it's like he tried to make up, you know, if he had told me that Henry was drunk or Henry was intoxicated, they would have been harder, you know, he wouldn't defend himself, you know, why he dropped Henry. So that would be the reason why he said that Henry wasn't drunk, you know, to me. That's what he told me.
Right. And yes, that would be the question. Why would you let Henry out in the middle of the night at a gas station while he's drunk? But apparently,
exactly,
and some other people said he left the club drunk. I'm trying to figure out, was he drunk or wasn't he drunk? Because the tox screen from the report, and you do have the full page, the full report from his autopsy. It is the full report, 6 pages. I'm trying to figure out, was he, yes or no, drunk? Because the autopsy says he wasn't.
Yes. You know, Gregory, looking at that video, looking at the video where he was dropped at the gas station, I mean, you see this vehicle parked, and I mean, someone in a white shirt is like coming up. The way he was moving, it didn't, I mean, you won't think that, you know, that person is kind of, you know, intoxicated, and you won't think that way. From my perspective, you know, when I saw it, you know, I mean, he could have had some drink, but it seems like, you know, he probably has some control. Yeah, that's why, you know, that's what I think, you know.
Yeah, but here's the problem that I have. If he, going back to that video, Kareem, even the other investigator, and the police all said that they couldn't tell for sure if that was Henry. But you're saying you're 100% positive that that was Henry.
Well, my view is based on what I know, like the video. I mean the Google Map stated that, you know, that he was actually, the Google Map we received from Karen, it shows all that, you know, he was dropping at that gas station. So watching the video from the gas station and seeing a car that is very similar to that of, you know, Papu's car, that even the police, you know, confirmed that, you know, it is, you know, it is, you know, Papu's car. And knowing that Henry had on, you know, white t-shirt that night, and that is where, you know, my own belief, you know, it's coming from. He had a white t-shirt, and this person who came for the car. And
you're assuming that's the correct gas station.
Yeah, yes, and I am, you know, assuming. I mean, I'm not 100%, but I'm just assuming. You know.
Here's my question, though. The gas station was given because, according to some police report that I read, Papoose gave the police two different gas stations. He was wrong about two of them. The only reason they picked that gas station is because of Kareem. And if that is the correct gas station, how did Kareem figure out that that was the correct gas station? Do you understand what I mean? How did she know which gas station it truly was? So here's my next question. Your cousin, Sweet Pea, is she your blood cousin?
Oh, she's, you mean Peace? Is it Peace or?
Peace, yeah, Peace? The one that lives in Georgia.
Okay. Oh, okay. She's an external cousin. Is that like blood?
When was the last time she's come to Minnesota to visit everyone?
I remember when Henry went missing. The second weekend of September, you know, she was here.
Is she the one who gave you Papoose's phone number?
Let me. No. I got Papu's number from one of Papu's friends.
Okay.
He is Kevin.
Okay.
He's a very close friend to Papu's, Kevin.
Okay. Did you know that Papoose and Peas know each other?
No.
So she never told you she knew Papoose?
No.
She never told you that Papoose told her he dropped Henry off at a gas station?
No, she and I, we did not, you know, discuss, you know, that. Yeah, so I'm not acting, you know, I should have told me. anything.
When was the last time you spoke to her?
The last time I spoke to P was after the funeral.
So she came after the funeral.
Yeah, she came. Yeah, she was at the funeral. Yeah, after the funeral, there was a meeting at my home. So she was there along with.
So you didn't know that Keith gave the phone number, Papoose's phone number, to Kareem.
No.
Before Henry's body was found.
No.
Okay.
What I do know is that Tease and Kareem seem to be very close. So I mean, for that reason, I understood that it's like she and I we didn't really talk detailed information about the investigation and all the things like that. And I didn't discuss those things with her. And I mean, I didn't really ask her a question as to what she knew or not, because I thought she...
Well, let me tell you the reason.
She didn't leave yet.
I have proof that Pease texted Kareem and said that Papoose said he dropped Henry's body off at a gas station. And Kareem says, okay. Then P says, he said, here's his phone number, and says, you can tell the police that he had dropped him off at a gas station. She doesn't say which one. I don't think she does. I got to go back and look at it. I'm not in front of it now. But then she comes back and says that you can tell the police, you can give the police my name also. That's what Peace told Kareem. Verifying, because I'm wondering, why does Peace know Papoose if Papoose hasn't been in that area that long and Peace doesn't live up there? I'm trying to figure out the connection.
I won't speak for her, but I'm thinking that it could be from out of here, because Papoose, I think he lived in another state, from what I learned, and he lived in another state before moving over here to Minnesota. So could it be like they could have met somewhere there? Or could it be in Liberia, in Africa, where we are originally?
The have the guy's cell phone number is a little off.
Okay, then it has to be. Yeah, it got to be somewhere here then. It could be more what Peace is on Facebook often. Yeah, she Facebook a whole lot. So I believe she got a huge network of friends. Well, I mean, I'm just saying this, as other means, she could have anybody in contact with Papoose. But what is surprising to me there is that Papoose texting her and giving her such information about Bobby and Henry.
Yeah, that bothers me that.
That is strange.
Kareem and Peace, but Peace tells Kareem that I spoke to Papoose. And Papoose said he dropped Henry off at a gas station off, I think he said Highway 65 or 95 or something. And Kareem just says, okay, that's it. And he says, and then she comes back and gives him Papoose's phone number and says, you can tell the police that. Let me ask you this. Can you call Papoose on three-way right now?
Oh, I can't do that now because I'm driving right now, and more I don't have any Papoose's number now.
I have Papoose's number though.
So it's like,
do you want to do it later together?
Yes, I can. Like, I can do that.
Let's do
when
that
I,
because I just want to know, does Papoose know peas? And if he says no, then the connection between all three of them is this. Peas, Kareem, and Papoose. Somehow, because Kareem keeps saying, I don't know Papoose. I've never had his number. I never met him face to face. This, and that. So, but she calls. Now, here's the other thing, just to let you know. On the night Henry went missing, okay, there was a phone call late that night, early in the morning, the night he went missing, for 3 minutes. It was to a Georgia number, 678 number. On this number, she spoke for 3 minutes. Now, according to her, she was sending a text message through her Google number, and that's what shows up. It doesn't. It was a phone call to a Google number for 3 minutes. Then, but if you call the Google number now, the Google number has been disconnected. There was also a New York call that happened. But if you call that number, she called different numbers. If you call that number, it comes back disconnected. And there was a third number that you call, and when you call it, it just rings busy. Now, these are three different numbers that was all dialed right after or during the time Henry was coming up missing.
That is strange. That is strange.
That's more than strange. That's not a coincidence.
No.
That's not a coincidence. And she called the Georgia number, but she swears she doesn't know who the number is. She's trying to say she called a different number.
No. Yes, and what is impossible me here is that if Kareem, okay, if Peas and giving Kareem a Papoose number, why would she end up calling a Papoose? Wouldn't she be in a curious to know that he's in
the
Papoose?
Before she spoke to Kareem, because apparently, because according to the text message, she called Kareem, Peas spoke to Papoose. And then Papoose told Peas that he dropped Henry off at a gas station. Peas then calls Kareem and tells Kareem that he dropped him off at a gas station. Now, what she doesn't do is that she doesn't tell him what time, and she doesn't tell him which gas station. Now, the problem I have here is this. On Henry's timeline, his Google timeline, there is no gas station on the timeline. So my argument with her over and over, with Kareem over and over, is how did you find that gas station? And she keeps saying that she just searched that whole street using the map for all the gas stations that show where Henry's phone was. And I was saying, that doesn't make sense. You just went to each gas station. You just so happened to just find this particular one. Because she said she gave the police and you and the rest, everybody else, several gas stations to look at. But I come to find out that's not true. She only gave you guys a map of one gas station, correct?
Yes. You know. This whole gas station came into play when Kareem gave us that map.
And she only gave you one map of a gas station, correct?
Exactly. So, no, this map shows that, okay, the map that she Christiana gave us was taken in the direction of this gas station. That was the only gas station at that map. On that map, the only gas station that matches that location. So you wouldn't assume that, it is then a gas station, because since it was the only gas station that matches that map description. So I believe that was how the police probably got to believe that it was that gas station. Moreover, when they look at the video from the gas station, and saw someone getting on a vehicle that is similar to Papu's description of his vehicle, and this person had a white t-shirt, that's how the police seem to believe that, okay, Andrew was actually driving at that gas station. I seem to have a similar belief. However, Papus had previously given us another gas station that we had searched for over a month. Yeah, he told us first it was a super American gas station. And what was even strange here was that the super American gas station that Papus claimed that he dropped in the hand before, it is about 2 miles away from the heart of the gas station that it is in the alleged now that Andrew was actually in the drop zone. Moreover, the heart of the gas station is very close to Papu's exit. So Brooklyn Park or Brooklyn Center in the way in Papu's lane.
Gas station that Papu said he dropped them off. The one that's near Henry's house, right?
Yes, but these two gas stations, they are not near Henry House. Yes.
Okay, it but the one Kareem gave you is where?
The one Kareem gave us, it would have taken Henry about an hour to reach home if he was actually walking.
So
it would have taken him about an hour walk.
It's a totally different direction.
Yes. These are two different locations. Yeah. So what I kept asking was what kept bothering me is how could Papu's forget that he dropped Henry at the Holiday gas station and he kept saying it was a super America in the gas station? Because what I learned is that even the police visited Papu's and asked Papu's to show them exactly where they didn't drop Henry. And he said, let them to the super America in the gas station. And these two gas stations are about 2 miles away. And their locations are not the same. So it's like, how could you forget?
Right.
How could you forget that?
Well, here's the thing. Papu's is in on it. Papu's is in on it. The question is, how is Papu's in on it? Who connected them together? What I mean by that, like the day before or the day of, I think it was that Saturday, she texted Henry and told Henry that you are, I need to talk to you. You're not picking up the phone. You're going to regret it. I'm going to make sure of it. She told Henry, you're not going to pass the test on your job. She told Henry a whole bunch of different things that were negative, but saying, or and told Henry, you're going to be sorry. All of this kind of stuff she sent to Henry in text messages. Henry even responded one time. Now, hold it. Let me ask you this. Did she tell you that she did not talk to Henry all day on Sunday? And the first time she spoke to him was after he left the club that night at 1:57?
No.
What did she tell you?
What? Okay.
Before he went missing.
Tyrese Corbin.
Go ahead.
Yes. Before Henry got it missing, I think there was the conversation between Kyrie and I. She had told me that, you know, she had planned on coming over to Minnesota. And she was trying to arrange with me to, you know, pick her up and from the airport.
Right.
Yes.
I saw that too.
Yes. And
I saw that.
Yes. Then we agreed that, you know, she had set her flight on, you know, for, you know, Thursday to pick her up, you know, at the airport, you know, on, you know, Thursday.
So, and you guys were running that, late to go and pick her up, and somebody sent her a text message, right? You had someone with you?
Yeah. Yes, I have.
Right. But when was this?
Yeah.
After Henry was missing?
After Henry. That was after Henry was, you know, missing, but
okay.
Kyrie and I had arranged that, you know, she was coming to, you know, Minnesota. I had to pick her up on a Thursday. That was prior to Henry's disappearance.
Prior to
if I can recall, you know, right then, though, it's like,
why did she call you and not Henry? Henry's not missing yet.
Yeah.
So why was she asking you to pick her up? To pick her up from the airport.
Okay. You know what? I would have to check that out, you know, to be exact, you know, what day we talked. But I remember she and I talking, you know, prior to Henry and the disappearance, and it was like she and, you know, her coming, you know, she coming, and yeah. So I want to check that out. You know, I can maybe
start
a fun of it.
Like, I think there was a conversation before Henry came up missing. I think you're
okay,
right.
Okay.
But the question is why did she call you and say, "Can you pick me up on Thursday?" Did she say, "Don't tell Henry"? Was it a surprise? Because they were arguing that previous week, all week.
Normally, okay. What I think she could have told me was maybe Henry would have been busy, and that's why, you know, she would like me, you know, pick her up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because since he wiped his cell phone, okay, and since Henry wiped his phone, she kept saying, "Henry, where are you? Don't make me come back to town. If I have to come, okay, fine. You know what? You're not going to answer your phone. I'm coming to Minnesota." She kept going off and threatening Henry about coming back to Minnesota.
Okay.
And she was very upset going into that last week, or since Henry wiped his phone. So, and the day that Henry came up missing, she was calling him and harassing him and saying, "There's something I need to tell you. There's something I need to tell you." So, but she had told us originally that she had not spoken to Henry all day on Sunday. But the very first time she spoke to Henry was at 1:57 in the morning. So that we know is a lie, because Henry even called her and spoke to her. So, yeah. I don't know. You still there?
I'm here. You know. Sometimes I just don't get it. I keep saying, is this a coincidence? Are these so many coincidences just in a popping up and at the same time with my brother, you know, this disappearance? But I mean, Karen, I hope you understand. You know, she had complained that maybe I don't really like her, but it's had nothing to do with me liking her.
Yeah, but you know, here's the problem. Nobody likes
her.
The only person her is Pease. Because no one has anything good to say about her whatsoever. And the problem comes in is that, and I keep telling her this over and over, is she keeps lying. Her story changes.
Exactly so.
And when I talk to her again, or Don talks to her, he's going to find out, he's going to come back and say, "Oh, she said this. Well, she never said that before," or "she added this." Because when I kept asking her about the map, How did you come up with the correct map that you said you got from their Google timeline? She was like, well, I just looked on the trail on the Google timeline, and it shows all the people. It shows all the gas stations on that route. And I'm asking her, if it shows all the gas stations, how come you only gave them one gas station, the correct one? And she says, no, I didn't give them that. I gave them several, is what she said. More than one gas station. But according to the police, and according to your even investigator and someone else, they're all saying that Kareem gave out one map.
And I guess so,
the gas station.
Yes.
Yeah.
So now my thing in here, my confusion here is that, I mean, it was after 1 month of search before Kareem came up and with that map. And my thing, you know, like what I told you before, Kareem did nothing different that, you know, she couldn't have done the very first weekend of Henry and went in missing. In order to get that map, she did nothing different after 1 month that she couldn't have done the very first day that Henry and got in missing to get that map. Why did it take a month before she came out with that map, whereby she could have gotten that map within a week?
Well, she said the reason why is she couldn't get into Henry's email account because he reset it and it had a phone number on it. And she had to get a new cell phone. And first she told me, this is the original story, she told me the phone was mailed to Henry's house, and that's how she got... She came across his timeline when she was going through the emails looking for Henry's bank account information. Then she says, right after I spoke to you guys, and I even emailed this to the investigator that we spoke to, you had on the phone. Then she says that she had Henry's cell phone mailed to California, to her house. And I was asking her, problem with that was one, why didn't you say that before? Two, why would T-Mobile mail the phone to the house, in your house in California, if Henry lives in Minnesota and his name and the billing address is in Minnesota? So why would they mail it there? That didn't make sense. Then she says that she had mailed it there because when she went back home in September to pick up the kids, in October, whenever it was, I have a copy of her flight information. She gave, the phone was at the house, and that's when she got into the timeline, the Google timeline. But she got into, she said, yeah, her story changes. Every time you speak to her, every single time you speak to her, it's a different story. Totally different.
You know, Gregory, when we talked that night where you gave us Henry's Google and a password.
Right.
Yeah.
She changed the password.
There was one thing.
Two.
Yeah. There was one thing I learned Henry and the password, and I just want to discuss it with you right now.
What is that?
Henry was not a computer in the started.
He wasn't weird?
Yeah, he was not good at electronic stuff. He was not good at computer or whatever, It's like, he goes online, he goes on Facebook and do other things, but when it comes to technicality, he was not good at that. When you gave me that password, I look at the password combination. What it says to me is that Henry had kept that password for a very long time.
No.
What am I saying that?
No. The reason why I say that is that password is one Kareem said she made up.
How could that password? It had to do with Henry and the data breach. That is Henry's bit about bread. And very few people know Henry's original data bread. So when I saw the puzzle combination, I knew that exactly it was actually Henry and that put that in a combination together. So I'm adopting it if Kyrie actually did.
So this is super big. This is super big what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Because the password that this is the password that Kareem said she made that password up when she had to reset and get into Henry's email. But when she changed it after I gave you guys the password, right? She went in and changed it, and she didn't change it to Henry or anything near Henry's name. She changed it to ice cream, 1, 2, whatever it is. So, which was her personal password. So you're saying that password that says Joseph, you know that to be Henry's password in the past? You knew he used that before? Or are you just saying the date of birth?
The password that says Joseph 03 or 20.
Right.
What it says there is Joseph March 20. March 20 is Henry's actual date of birth. March 20 is actual date of birth. And his original name is Joseph T. Joseph and F. Bubba, Joseph Faya Bubba. So March 20, Henry will be the one to easily arrive and such a password than that of Kareem. Because, for the most part, what she knows of his birthday is, the September birthday, the September day. But March 20, Joseph, I believe, it was Henry's original password there. And he must have kept that password for a very long time.
So if that's the case, then that means Kareem knew what his password was the entire
time. Exactly
so. That
and
means
she,
when
he erased... Knew, she knew, yeah.
When he erased...
She knew that,
Go ahead.
She knew Henry's password for a very long time. Because looking at that password, I believe Henry had kept that password for years. It's not even months. Yeah, March 20 is Henry's actual birth.
So
he may have discussed
that. So he was
have
to that birth password that she would not remember. It wouldn't have been Joseph. It wouldn't have been that password. If he had changed it. After he wiped the phone, because her whole thing is, after Henry wiped the phone, he changed all his passwords to his cell phone, to his emails, to all of these other ones. She said that he changed all the passwords.
I don't want to believe that. Because first of all, Henry, from what I see, when Henry had a problem, even if, what I'm saying, Henry is not very good at any of those things. He was not good at those things. So probably when he wrapped up his phone through the help of a friend, because I know I have a friend who helped me do that. Yeah, he probably did not think that he would have stayed track on through the Google account. So he probably did not change that Google password. So Kareem still has 4 assets of tracking him through that Google account. And that is something that he probably did not know. Because all he thought was that Kareem was actually tracking him on advanced in the subway. Yeah.
Right. But what she also said, though, was afterwards, he changed his password to his email because she had been checking his emails, too. Did you ever hear about her checking his emails? Because she said that's how she found out Henry was messing around with some girl in a long time ago. Because they were emailing each other.
What I want to say here is that I believe in a... I have a friend, having a Henry, one of Henry's best friends. He having to be a family member. I would like you to talk to him. I will try to talk to him. I can arrange that maybe by tomorrow. I try to contact him tomorrow, so he can either call you or maybe you can call him, because there are some information that I got from him on concerning Karen and how she had control of Henry and the passwords and her email, his bank account, and he will explain that to you in detail and on how much assets Karen has. Now, my thing here is that I don't want to believe Karen that a week or so prior to Henry and disappearing, Henry had wept off and every asset she had to his account. I don't think this thing happened just like that, except if you were someone that actually had an active skill, and which I don't think Henry had for decades or so, for at least a decade or two, and then they both of them lay together. So Henry never had those controls. He never had those means of Reddit, protecting himself from she and tracking. Yeah, so what I'm saying here is that that weekend he explained to me that he actually went up his phone and Karen couldn't track him. But I don't want to believe that Karen still couldn't track him.
Well, she probably had to her. But
yeah,
she
I don't want to believe it.
And it gets her in trouble if she admits that she knew about the Google timeline before Henry went missing. Because that means that she was tracking Henry that night.
I believe she was tracking Henry that night. You know, and the reason why I want to believe that, when Harry and I, we talking, when Henry got missing, the question was, how could we find him? How could we track him? Harry kept saying, Henry and the weapon, Henry had a weapon phone, there was no way. If our friends, she said, if she had a Henry phone, she could have found means to end up tracking to end up find Henry. She was first complaining that she first said she don't have money to end up getting the Henry phone. I know the family member that gave Karen $300 the same week she arrived that I could have paid for that phone to end up get her another phone.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I know the family member. I can also have you talk to him as well, because when after two 3 weeks, I was like, Karen and I had a communication and thing, and she's like, the account wasn't disconnected because of bail, and she never had money to pay the bail. So I'm like, but then why didn't you discuss that with me, why didn't you tell me that? She said, that's the reason why they cut up the account. But then I know the family member that gave Karen $300 that same week when Henry got missing, and that was enough to even clear up that bill. So if the bill paying was very important also in finding Henry or in tracking Henry, she had $300. And why didn't she pay the bill?
Right.
So it's like, these and many other things just not out here. But what I can tell you is that I have the feeling that Karen still had means of tracking Henry even after Henry said he was the phone. Because the way she communicated that information to me is like, Henry was the phone, so this time I couldn't track him. He tried to be smart, but the manner in which she was saying that, like, smiling, it just didn't seem to me like, Henry thinks that he did an XYZ to get in the career off, but Karen stay get him or send in other ways that he doesn't know. He thought that maybe she couldn't track him, but she was actually straight. I believe that. I believe that. Karen knew that location. to do it. So what's up?
Yeah, I think you're right.
So,
okay.
So what I'm saying is that, I mean, that Google Map from the first discussion we have right now, I don't know what the accuracy is like. And I just want to let you know that.
It can be changed and it can be manipulated. But one thing that's not on this Google Map is the gas station.
I'm going to cut it right there on purpose, because this is going to come up again in the very next episode, in the next two episodes. So I need you to just follow along. I don't want to give you too much information and where your brain is all over the place. I mean, this is almost an hour podcast tonight. So with that being said, don't forget to follow us at murderforhire.com. Or no, I take that back. HackerForHireMurders.com, as well as HackerForHireMurders on Instagram. So at HackerForHireMurders on Instagram. We're on Spotify, iTunes. Also, we're on Alexa. So do not forget, if you have any questions, issues, whatever it may be, please go email us at hackerforhiremurders@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you guys and seeing some of your likes and comments online. Thank you.